He's tall, dressed in a fine grey suit, white shirt and a black tie with unruly, dark, copper-coloured hair and intense, bright grey eyes that regard me shrewdly. It takes a moment for me to find my voice. Actually, I mutter, if this guy is over 30, then I'm a monkey's uncle. What? What? In a daze, I place my hand on his and we shake. As our fingers touch, I feel an odd, exhilarating shiver run through me. I withdraw my hand hastily, embarrassed. Must be static. I blink rapidly, my eyelids matching my heart rate. Miss Kavanagh is indisposed, so she sent me. I hope you don't mind, Mr. Gray. Well, what the hell's all that about? I mean, for God's sake. These women at my workplace are talking about this as if it's the best book in the world. That did nothing for me. Do you know what all the fuss is about? 08459 455 555. Laura is in Luton. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning, Jonathan. You make it sound like a carry-on
script. I was going to say, what the hell's all that about?
It looked like ad-lib. Oh, dear me.
Have you read it?
Oh, have I read it? Let me put it this way. I went to Weight Watchers on Tuesday, and I help at Weight Watchers, and my friend walks in, and she's listening now, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. And she brings this book in for me. She said, you have to read this book. So I went home, started reading it. 3 o'clock that morning, I'm still sitting there reading this book. I thought, I've got to prize this book out of my hands. Went to bed. Following night, read the rest of it, and I thought, oh my word, oh Jonathan. I mean, it all kicks off in chapter 6, and there are certain chapters, bits in these chapters, and you just think, oh yeah, oh definitely. I mean, there's a bit with a bedpost, but I can't go any further than that, and you just think, yes, can deal with that, yeah, no worries. And I bet if you spoke to your girls in the office, they would say exactly the same thing.
People calling 50 Shades pornography. Has got it wrong. It's about the entire package of feelings that the heroine has, and I think that's what attracts women. Whereas, as you say, I suspect that men are rather more visual and perhaps rather more...
Oh, yeah, men just want to get to the juicy bits. I mean, you know, you don't want any kind of... Oh, dear, I'll rephrase that. What? What I mean is, men are not interested in the big floral build-up to this kind of thing. You know what I meant, didn't you?
Yes.